Hi, everyone. This is Jeffrey Smith, and welcome to Live Healthy, Be Well podcast. I wanted to share with you excerpts from my interview with Lynn Twist. Lynn is an amazing leader in this world, connecting to indigenous wisdom. She wrote the book, The Soul of Money. She's the co-founder of the Pachamama Alliance, and she's an amazing person. And she reframes the understanding of this time of the pandemic in terms of ancient prophecy, and also, as you'll see, in terms of a birthing. The entire interview is amazing. I recommend for everyone to go and listen to the whole thing as part of a set of 40, released one per day for 40 days and 40 nights. Go to amagnificentnewnormal.com. But right now, please enjoy a brief excerpt from Lynn Twist.
I want to say that the shamans and elders that we have the great privilege of working with in the rainforest, and in particular one from Peru who's a ceremonial healer, has said very clearly that humanity has been waiting and yearning for something sacred enough and powerful enough to stop us, to disrupt us, to do what we couldn't do on our own in stopping the madness, the franticness, the destruction, the consumerism, the overconsumption, the overaccumulation, the kind of runaway culture and society that we've become in the 21st century. And that we've been, in some ways, sort of praying for this, even though it's this scary, so many people would call it unprecedented and unpredictable time, yet we wanted it. And I can say, kind of in our souls, we didn't know how to stop. And so the way that this wonderful healer talks about it, he says it's not a punishment, it's an ally. It comes from the mother. That everything comes from the mother, everything comes from the earth, including the viruses that take us down, that make us pause, that wreak havoc on our normal way of life, because normal way of life is no longer appropriate. We've known it for a long time. And so this, you know, frightening, confusing, upsetting, difficult, tragic time is also a kind of pregnancy. I kind of liken it to, for those who've had a baby or know someone who's had a baby, morning sickness, which lets you know you're pregnant. And it's unpleasant, morning sickness. You're nauseous all the time. Nothing makes sense. You're confused. You're tired. You're exhausted. And then when you find out that you're pregnant, everything changes because you have a context for the discomfort. You have a context for the nausea. You have a context for the destabilization of your routine, your biology, your pattern. When a caterpillar reaches a certain point in its evolution, it becomes a overconsumptive little monster. It eats hundreds of times its own weight, literally hundreds of times its own weight. And in that moment, when the caterpillar is so overconsumptive that they kind of can't eat anymore, something happens inside the caterpillar that's happening with this summit. This is what this summit is, in my view. So I think this is what's happening right now in this speaker series and summit, is the inside the caterpillar's body, the imaginal cells wake up. Imaginal spelled like imagine, imaginal with A-L at the end. Imaginal cells wake up. They become very, very conscious. And their assignment is to find each other. If enough of the imaginal cells find each other and gather, then something happens and the other cells become the nutritive soup out of which the imaginal cells create the unpredictable miracle of a butterfly. And I'm always so moved when I share that because I know a lot of people know that metaphor, but the actual biology is such a teaching. So our job is to find each other. Those of us who want to play this role, who want to be imaginal cells, out of which we will create the absolute miracle an unpredictable miracle of a butterfly. You look at a caterpillar, you cannot believe that's going to turn into a butterfly. It's just like impossible. So what you're doing, what everybody's doing who's listening to this, I hope it's a million people in some fashion, are drawn to this because it's yours to do. I want to say directly, if you're drawn to this kind of a webinar, this kind of a speaker series, this kind, and if you're listening and you're actually hearing this, not just me, but Bruce Lipton and all the amazing people that you talked about, Jewel, and you are an imaginal cell, and you have a job to do, and your job is to generate possibility. Your job is to stay the course. Your job is to transform, metamorphize the collapsing of everything into the birth of everything. Your job is to turn this breakdown, the breakdown in every sector of society, into a breakthrough. And find your role isn't not a small role or a big role. It's just your role. It's your dharma. There's a Rilke poem that I won't get right, but he says something like, again in history, some special people wake up. They have no ground in the crowd. They move to broader and deeper laws. They take bold actions. They create strange conversations. However, the future speaks ruthlessly through them. They transform the world.
You're an initiator. You're initiating thousands and inviting them to step into that beautiful role, finding their mission in this transformation. Thank you for listening to Live Healthy, Be Well. Please subscribe to the podcast using whatever app you listen to podcasts with, or go to livehealthybewell.com to subscribe. This podcast will inform you about health dangers, corporate and government corruption, and ways we can protect ourselves, our families, and our planet. I interview scientists, experts, authors, whistleblowers, and many people who have not shared their information with the world until now. Please share the podcast with your friends. It will enlighten and may even save lives. Safe eating.